So, what is it like being part of a series that has such a huge fan following?
Look, I think the best thing about this film, the television series, is that it kind of it hasn't lost anything from the original films in that sort of franchise world. You know, I grew up on that when I was a kid. My grand used to show us sort of two films every couple of months. One was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and one was Evil Dead, you know, so 20 years on, I literally walked into the television set. So I was a fan, you know, before I was an actor on the show. Mm. So it's kind of a privilege, you know. Bruce, Rob, and Sam are still helming this thing, you know, however many years on. So it's not like it's some sort of spin-off that's gone into, you know, weird and unfamiliar territory that hasn't been, you know, kept to those original film franchises. So the so it is still that same fan boy film I grew up on. So that was I think a real privilege, you know.
Yeah. Was that sort of the influence of you going out for the role and actually ended up getting the role?
Yeah, I mean, when it came across my desk, this, you know, I'd just been doing a period piece playing a, you know, an 18th century concert pianist, and it was literally the complete opposite end of the spectrum to what I'd just done. So that instantly was appealing. And then also I just knew it was something that I could reconnect with my grandmother and my uncle about, who were the ones that I used to watch those original films with. So I kind of, it was a bit of an homage to my childhood, you know, my upbringing, and something that I thought would, you know, help bond my family. But also, the film, like, the series is so outrageous and brilliant that how could you not say yes to
Ashley's
Evil Dead, you know?
Yep. So it seems like the show is very organic in capturing the original essence of the films. And what do you think of that?
Look, I think I'm very fortunate. I get to play Dalton, who is a descendant of the original Knights of Sumeria. And when we last saw them, they were in big suits of armor with swords and riding horses, and now they ride motorcycles and use a shotgun. So, you know, the original sort of mythology, I guess, is still, you know, even in now season three, they're still bringing in new mythology into the television show that was apparent in the original film. And I think in terms of fans, they're gonna love what we're bringing in season three. But also, I actually don't know any other sort of television show that does pay homage to, you know, an original franchise that's now, mm-hmm, over 30 years old, that you know, is still evolving with original mythology. Does that make sense?
Can you explain, from your perspective, the character's relationship that's going to be with Ash and the rest of the characters that are involved in the show?
Sure. I mean, just like in real life, I'm a huge sort of fanboy anyway. And Dalton is himself a fanboy. You know, he's through verbal storytelling, heard these rumors and legends about the prophesied one, because there's an evil returning. And if you imagine that, you know, probably most of the other Knights of Sumeria in modern day have gone off and become lawyers and doctors and dentists, but there is something about those legends that really connects with Dalton that means that he is actively searching them out. So when he does meet Ash Williams for the first time, well, actually he meets Kelly Maxwell, who introduces him to the Ghost Beaters. So he's never actually met a Deadite until we first see him in F1 Season 3, so he's kind of like a brain surgeon who's never actively conducted brain surgery. So he's got a sort of new skill set that Kelly Maxwell can learn from. He's meeting this guy of mythology and legend that he kind of fanboys over. And then with Pablo, I think, unlike any of the other Ghost Beaters, Dalton has a knowledge of ancient Sumerian and the writing, so particularly Pablo's tattoos, Dalton, they're not so unfamiliar to Dalton, so there is a level of mistrust, perhaps, that sneaks into the relationship he has with Pablo, because those tattoos can mean something else to him.
What can you say would be, like, the hardest thing about doing the show?
I think the hardest thing about Ashburn to the Evil Dead is the pace, you know? They cram so much into those 24 minutes of television, and I don't think there is a show on television that competes with the amount of blood and gore and viscera and punchline. And, you know, that in itself is incredibly difficult. You're shooting really long hours, well into the night. A lot of the, you know, the night scenes, we've got to do it at night. So you're shooting, you start at, you know, 10 p.m. and you finish at 5 a.m. when the sun's coming up. And just that level, the level of stamina that is required, I think, from everybody, not just the cast, but the crew and the New Zealand crew, were absolutely stunning and second to none. And, you know, everyone just giving their all to try and just cram as much in for the fans, because the fans deserve it. The fans, you know, are the reason we, any of us, have a job.
On the flip side of that question, what did you feel is, like, the most enjoyable part of actually working on the show?
I can give you the exact same answer. You know, I think the amount of sort of physical, like I said, the last thing I did, I was playing a concert pianist, so it was all very domestic and the dramatic rhythm. But on this, it's all action. And I think the only thing that I had in common in terms of the action was that I could ride a motorcycle. That was the only thing I had in common with Dalton's skill set. So then it was thrilling to learn how to ride a motorcycle whilst firing an AK-47 and a shotgun and doing a flip and shooting a pistol whilst jumping over a thing and then landing on a car. The stunt team were really supportive in that environment, but really to challenge your personal skill set, because I really wanted to try and do as many of the stunts as I could myself. And so that in itself, I think, was the most exciting and thrilling component. I mean, it's and particularly when it's shot, you just go, really? I get to do this shit and people are going to film it? So that, you know, it's a kid's dream, you know.
So, what do you hope for the future of the series?
I really hope that the fans enjoy it and love it and get a lot out of it. And then I hope, based on that, that we get to do season 4. That would be wonderful. It depends on whether people tune in and that will. But I just hope that enough people love it and that it doesn't disappoint and that, you know, we get to do it all again.
Excellent.
Just that I don't think anyone will be disappointed. The thing that you can rely on in Ashburn to the Evil Dead is it will constantly surprise you. And season 3 has more blood, more gut, more gore, more punchline than any of the other seasons combined. It really jams everything in, and the thing about the show is it always keeps stepping it up a notch and never fails to disappoint. And so I think that's what fans can expect and look forward to.